Thank you so much, Meryl. Today we'll hear a talk on step 10, which is continue to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Please give a warm welcome to Sammy from Virginia. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you, and thank you, Sunny, for asking me to share. Thank you so much. I really love Alcoholics Anonymous. I love being sober, and I hope that I show that today. My sobriety date is September 1st, 1989, and it's through people like you and a sponsor who loved me enough until I could learn to love you, and a God of my understanding. This step is, it's only like 2 pages in the big book, but it's big for me. This is a big step, and I think it's an important step because up to this point, it just means that I'm continuing to do all the things that I have been doing for my recovery, so far. And I want to say this quote because I think it's so apropos for this step. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. And that's by Charles Swindoll. I mean, it's like step six to me. It's just so important. This step, keeps giving me an awareness of who I am and what I am. And so that's been so important for me. I have to tell y'all, when I first did these steps, everything was way over my head. I didn't understand anything. And even when I got to step four, when my sponsor points out all my defects of character, and do all those things, to be honest with y'all, it's just been through my experience that I have learned these things. I can't read enough, I can't write enough to have these experiences that I've had. And we just got through the ninth step. And it was really important for me at this point to clear away my past. This is the first time, just on step nine, that it's not about going inward. Step nine was about going out and repairing, what I've done in the past, and mending relationships. So, this brings us to step 10, which suggests that we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along, which is great because it's telling me that I'm going to keep making mistakes. But I've learned early on that I make mistakes, but I'm not a mistake. So I can make mistakes. And doing inventory earlier, I'm going to see these disturbances, that have gotten me, and still keep coming up because as I've learned that I'm never going to be perfect. These things are going to come up. And it says here, we have entered the world of the spirit. Oh my gosh, I love that line because when I make a conscious decision to check my motives and my heart each day and to see where I've been acting with the things like, especially me judging and being snippy and being insulting, I can easily make amends and go on living life in peace and harmony. And this is how I have entered the world of the spirit. Because it's the whole key is being aware. It's the awareness of who I am. When I first got sober, I kept making the same mistakes. I kept gossiping and judging people and, insulting people. It's just how I came in. I was not a very nice person. And what happens with me is every time that I did that, I would get more and more aware how, but number one, how uncomfortable I'm becoming because I've entered that world of the spirit. I've tried to align my will with God's will. I want to be in likeness of Him. So that's such an important line to me. I've entered the world of the spirit. I pray each day for that, to keep me there, which I'm not going to stay there perfectly, that's for sure. And I wanted to tell you that this one thing that gets me all the time, anger keeps cropping up for me, and with me, anger, I don't like how anger makes me feel. I don't like it at all. So what has happened to me in that anger is before I would get angry and I would stay that way till it turned into a resentment, and then I'm not being a service to anybody. I'm not, those are the things that could get me drunk too. But what happens today with my anger, I still get angry. But after it, I jump right into, I don't want to feel that way. I go into maybe acceptance where somebody else is at. I've learned how to look at it from an entirely different angle. And that has happened to me automatically today. What a gift that is for me, because I still get these things, because when these things crop up, because they do, what am I to do with it? What do I do with it? So, it's just a continue, and this is not an overnight matter. And that's what I'm telling newcomers. I'm going to tell you right now, it took me a long time to get this awareness. I had to keep doing something over and over in order to become objectionable to me. And so I've had to ask God to remove it. At once, I go talk to someone immediately. If I owe an amends, I do it promptly. I didn't do that at first that quickly, I'm going to tell you right now, because I didn't like making amends at first. I don't like you to be right, and I certainly don't like me to be wrong. So that took me a little while, but it says, I have to continue to watch for selfishness. That's a big one. I can still be very selfish today. And then it says dishonesty, and today I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar. I can lie, but I'm not a liar. And there's a big difference between the two. And then resentment. I was resentment queen. I mean, I hated everybody when I got here. Hate was in my heart. And I was envious, I was jealous, and those things caused such resentments in me. And see, today, I do a lot of stuff before I get to that resentment today. I've learned a lot from other people on how what they do. I've learned how to turn to God. I've learned to accept people for where they're at. I've learned to let go and let God. When I first heard that statement, I wanted to shoot somebody. What do you mean by let go, let God? I just didn't get that. And see, today for me, in letting go is that dash. And that dash is my life. It's on a tombstone. It'll have 1951 and it'll have that dash. And what that dash means to me today is exactly what step 10 is. I'm living my life as a human being with these defects of character. And when I let go and when I let God, I'm going to be with God. But until then, I'm going to be human. I'm not going to be perfect at all. So, and then it comes to fear. And fear was my biggest thing. I lived in fear most of my life. So, fear for me goes back to the big book in We Agnostics, when it says, "What is your choice to be? God either is or he isn't. What is your choice to be? I can choose fear, or I can choose God." And see, today, and at the beginning, my sponsor would say that to me. Do you want to, God either is or he isn't. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I would forget all the time. And the practice of this 10th step is to remember, which is a key word for me, to remember that God is, that I can trust and rely upon that. So, and when these things crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. Well, we discuss it with somebody immediately, make amends quickly if we harmed anyone, then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone we can help. And that's happened to me a lot. And I have found that when I do this, it works really well. I can get out of myself so easily when I turn to you. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol. Well, that's my four-step promise, you know, in the resentment that I don't have to fight anybody anymore. And for by this time, sanity will have returned. The second step when it comes to sanity, Bill Wilson wrote the word sanity, and what he meant by that is the truth. He's going to restore me to the truth because at a certain time, I can't differentiate between the truth and the false. So, my being restored to sanity is knowing the truth about Sammy, which is so important for me. It's not about you, it's about me. How free do I want to be? How comfortable do I want to be? And how sober do I want to be? You know? And so, we seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recall from it as from a hot flame. And this is for me, when I do something today that I know is wrong, I can, it's like taking my hand off that hot stove. I feel it immediately. I know it. As soon as something comes out of my mouth, if I've insulted someone, been snippy or judging, it comes out of my mouth, and God has given that to me. And it says it because we react sanely and normally, and we find that this has happened automatically. And guys, it took a long time, but it is because of the practice of step 10, this happens automatically to me. We will see that our new attitude, which is a big one, because I do have a new attitude today towards you, towards God, towards the world, towards liquor has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. If I keep putting one foot in front of the other, if I suit up and show up, God is going to take care of me. And this is just one of the ways that He takes care of me. He gives me that. The ability to see the truth about Sammy. You know, I used to tell my sponsor, I need to tell that person the truth. And she would say to me, whose truth are you talking about? You know, because I used to think that I need to tell you everything. And today I just need to know the truth about me. And that's the miracle of it. We are neither fighting it nor are we avoiding temptation. And it's funny how the opposites come to in us because we're all or nothing people. I'm neither cocky, I'm not nor afraid. You know, it's always the opposite. I was either demanding or gracious. You know, there was no really middle of the road for me. And so I have a good example of this lately about I feel as though I've been in place in a position of neutrality. I've been safe and protected. My sister passed away around 3 months ago, and my family hasn't talked to me. They disown me, and it had been 38 years for me with this sister who'd passed. And so I decided that I was going to go to the funeral, and I know this is funny to say, but if she knew that I was at her funeral, she wouldn't have come. I mean, that's how much she hates me. But I decided that I needed to go to the funeral. So I went, my best friend and I went. And, you know, I didn't have to crawl before anyone. I kept my head up. The whole family was there. I hadn't seen them in that many years. And so I go in there. And after the service, everybody was outside, and but my whole family was in this room, and I decided to go into that room, and because I was neither cocky nor afraid, I felt safe and protected. I'm not going to try not to cry, but and for the first time, I went into that room and my family talked to me for the first time. Because it's nothing how great I am. It's nothing like that at all. It's what AA and God has done for me. Because I've been around them before, and did were they talking to me? I've been to a funeral before, and no one ever talked to me. I went to my mom 90th birthday party for my mom. I was 18 years sober. Did anybody talk to me? No. But see, when I was 18 years sober and I went to that party, I walked out of there for the first time and I felt like I was enough, you know, because I took you people, I took God. And so when I walked in there this time, I was neither cocky nor afraid. I didn't need to beg for them to love me, or I didn't have to do anything like or shy away. I went in there as a child of God, and I was received for the first time. And that's because of these words in here, because I felt safe and protected. Instead, the problem has been removed, you know, and that problem was me. You know, the fear, the resentments, the harms done to others, all that was removed. And I could go in there as a free woman, a child of God. And this is how I reacted so long as I kept, you know, in fit spiritual condition. And for me, these things have happened to me automatically. You know, I don't force myself into anything anymore. I don't have to make myself do anything anymore. What I have to do is suit up and show up, because God's going to take care of the rest. And it is easy to let up on our spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. And I can do that. I can rest on my laurels easily. But if you sponsor people, it's a little tough to rest on your laurels. If you sponsor a lot of people, you know what I mean. Because I don't have time to be on a dry drunk. You know, my hand of AA is out there. It's reaching out, you know, and so I've placed myself in this position of neutrality. And it says that we are headed for trouble if we rest on our laurels, for alcohol is a subtle foe. And see, I think that we don't remember well. You know, I think that it's so easy to forget the gifts that God is giving us, the gifts of being in that state of neutrality, the gifts of being able to love and tolerance of others is my code. And, you know, the gifts that God has given me that I have to tap into. I may not have the gifts that Sunny has, you know, or Regina. Those are her gifts. You know, I used to be wanting to be you. I never wanted to be me. I wanted to be you. I wanted to be you. But today, I can tap into my gifts, you know, and have some of those judgments taken away, you know, and admire people for what they have. And so it says, what we really have is a daily reprieve. We do on the contingent of the maintenance of our spiritual condition. And it says each day is the day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. I say that all day long. I thank him for everything. You know, I was taught a long time ago when I first got sober, you know, to talk to God like I'm talking to you now, to have a conversation with him. And it took me a little while to do that because I felt really stupid doing it. And but I did it anyhow, you know. And I got to tell y'all today, I am so grateful for what I have today. I'm so grateful for what I don't have today. You know, God gives me exactly what I need. So I really don't have much more to say, you know, except that I've learned to pay attention And I think this is a thing for me to pay attention to how my actions affect others and when they are harmful. And I can be responsible for that today, you know, and not be so afraid of being wrong today, and also not being afraid of you being right. So I am so grateful. So I hope that has helped somebody today. And I'm going to pass.